You're listening to the All About Symbian podcast, coming to you from Austin, Texas, on the South by Southwest Interactive Conference. Evan Williams, the man whose newest creation is on the lips of everybody, quite simply asking WTF. Evan, of Obvious, who have Twitter, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm having a great time.
We're here just before the Webbies go out tonight, Sunday night. Twitter, up for the award.
It is up for award, although it's up for the award in a weird category, which is blog, I think. So I'm not sure if Twitter's a great blog, but we're honored to be nominated nonetheless.
And I think it's fair to say that, you know, Twitter has been the tag word of South by Southwest after South by Southwest.
It's gone pretty well. It's exciting. It seems to work well in this environment. Definitely this creative early adopter crowd is enjoying it, and we're really excited about that.
So let's go back to the day before you publicly announced it.
Okay.
You know, the great big secret Evan's magic project. Did you know what people were going to use it for? Did you have a, this is what they'll use Twitter for? And did you just go, what the fuck is this? Let's let Scoble work it out.
Certainly, it's always hard to predict how people are going to react. I mean, it's hasn't varied that much from the original idea. What's been weird is like a Scoble instance was not necessarily designed for like thousands of followers or whatnot. It really was designed for, you know, fairly small groups of people, or groups of friends to stay in touch. But we didn't think that far out, really. We're just like, oh, this is fun. We like using it amongst ourselves. Let's maybe other people will too.
So is this a Skunk Works project for vanity? Is this something that you eventually going to monetize, or is this just because, you know, it was a good day at the office and Battlestar Galactica was on hiatus?
Somewhere a combination of all the above. It was a Skunk Works project of Odeo, started by Jack Dorsey, who's a lead engineer on Twitter right now. And he, you know, we started talking about it actually first in relation to Odeo, and then we realized, and then we cut out the audio part, and we thought, well, this is interesting anyway, it has nothing to do with Odeo, let's do it. And then it just got more and more interesting, and we'll see where it goes. We don't know yet.
Is there a revenue stream plan for it?
Not yet. And right now we're just doing the typical startup thing. We're building value. We think there's going to be a lot of value if this continues to grow and becomes a communication network of lots and lots of people, and we'll decide how to extract value from it.
So you don't have an emblem that says when we reach X, do Y, make money.
No. We don't think that far ahead, generally. We just are looking for the next thing, which at the moment is let's keep the servers running.
What's the take-up at the moment, then?
It's really good. I mean, it's definitely a hockey stick sort of curve. It's still early adopter numbers. I mean, it's in the tens of thousands of users, I think, but very important, influential users, and growing very fast. So we'll see.
One of the things that strikes me about it is it's Americans finally discovering SMS. Because one of the things that I've seen in the conference is some of the A-level bloggers trying to type out things on mobile phone keyboard, and it's the most hilarious thing in the world for somebody from Europe who can do it with one hand tied behind their back and 160 characters a second.
Right. Yeah, it's. I think that's part of the reason that it's sort of, you know, obviously it's not that complicated of a product. It could have been invented years and years ago, but it's the ubiquity of SMS now, and a lot more people are comfortable with it, but I'm still trying to get used to T9 from the Trio, so it's
this years ago, darling, years ago! You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.